sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 kuNhlangula 2021 ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
kuyasi affecta kakhulu ngoba amabhizinesi ethu alama peak hours lapho sithola khona imali, but isikhathi sakhona ungananzelela sokungu 8 to 3 ama business hours, which affecta kakhulu ngoba abantu drop abantu bazisebenza sebebuyele emakhaya.
Abaphila ngokuzisebenza kobulawayo bathi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuba bemukele isiqondiso sokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe yase-Afrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kulelizwekazi lemhlabeni jikelele. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo kamaskandi u-Anthony Chuma owazakala ngegama lokuthi umlandi wechichi. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bathi kulabantu abalichumi lasikhombisa ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo kuthi abedlula amakhulu ayisificaminwembili 826 bafunyanwe belegcikwane leli. Lokhu kudale ukuba amapholisa kobulawayo aqinise isiqondiso sokuvimba ukuhamba-hamba kwabantu kusukela ngehola lesithupha ntambama kusiya kwelesithupha ekuseni. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iningi labaphila ngokuzisebenza kobulawayo bathi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuba bayamukele umgoqo osubekiwe wokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Unkosikazi Debra Mugasa, omunye wabaphila ngokuzisebenza, uthi isikhathi esibekiweyo sibathwalisa nzima.
Kuyasi affecta kakhulu ngoba amabhizinesi ethu alama peak hours lapho sithola khona imali, but isikhathi sakhona ungananzelela sokungu 8 to 3 ama business hours, which affecta kakhulu ngoba abantu drop abantu bazisebenza sebebuyele emakhaya.
Unkosikazi Mugasa uthi isinqumo sikahulumende sokuba babe lezithupha zokuba bahlabile ukuze bathengise yiwephula ilungelo loluntu.
Singananzelela ekuqaliseni uhulumende wathi ayiso force matter unqaka lezo zokuthiwa abantu ukuthi beqale sokwenza amabhizinisi abo kumele bebe lama-certificate. So ungathi ufosa abantu amalungelo abantu sesephulwa lapho.
Umqondisi wenye inhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa ebulawa yi-Vendors and Traders Association, umnumzana Mikhail Ndiweni, yena uthi okuhle ngale i-lockdown yikuthi abavalelwanga ukusebenza.
Lockdown le vele yinto besiyikhangelele, kodwa okuhle ukuthi akumiswanga umsebenzi wabantu abazisebenzayo, kuyibo abaphethe vele umnotho welizwe.
Uqhubeke ekhuthaza abantu ukuba bayehlaba ijekiseni yokuvikela ukubamba i-COVID-19.
Kumani liyehlaba ijekiseni, njalo sithi uhulumende yenze ijekiseni le itholakale lasemalokishini ebantwini. Kunzima ukuthi abantu bethathe imijovo baye endaweni lezi ezikhona kathesi.
Phezu kokuba abantu bengahamba-hambi kusukela ngehola lesithupha ntambama kusiya ngehola lesithupha ekuseni, uhulumende uphinde wathi wonke umuntu ophila ngokuzisebenza usezamele abe letafula lokusebenza andubana esethe wahlaba ijekiseni e-COVID-19 vaccine, okuyinto esolwa ngabaphila ngokuzisebenza njalo bengavumelani lehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu ukuba bavale ibhizimusi. Namhlanje kobulawayo ayisiwo wonke amabhizimusi alandele isikhathi sokuvala okugoqela abaphila ngokuzisebenza. Kunje sebesedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa 725,582 abantu asebenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala e-COVID-19 vaccine. EZimbabwe jikelele njalo sekazinkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane lengxenye 467,733 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Imigoqo emitsha efakelwe ezinye indawo zakoBulawayo kulandela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus ikhanya ingalandelwa ngabanye abalokhe bezihambela bengaqize qhakala njengensukwini kungakhathalekile lokumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Uhulumende wazise ukuba indawo ezivalisa isigaba senkulumane okugoqela amalokitshi wonke angcelelane lelokitshi leli emakhandeni lamalokitshi aseduze kanye lalawo okuthiwa yi-Northern Suburbs agoqela impopho amamzelikazi Luveve lenzikini yedolobho lamanye aseza kuba phansi kwemigoqo yokwenqabela igcikwane leli. Kodwa kubikwa kungelamehluko ngoba abavela lapho okuthiwa kungcono bazingenela abaphume esantando lapho kulenani eliphezulu labaligcikwane. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo unkosikazi Nokuthula Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Angikwazi ukuthi kulapha ememetheke khona kakhulu yini ukudlula ezinye indawo zonke koBulawayo. Kodwa ngombono wami okade kuqakathekile ukuthi njengelizwe uma kusiba le-lockdown abantu babe lezinto zonke abazidingayo emizini yabo ukuze bengahamba-hambi. Okwenza abantu bagcwale basabalale badinga ukuziphilisa, badinga imali ze-school fees, abanye badinga imali ze-renti, abanye badinga nje ukuthi vele bayazisebenza. Abantu bakhutshwa ezindlini ludubu abalukhangele insuku zonke. Kodwa indawo lezi ezifakwe under i-lockdown ye kuliqiniso sibili ukuthi ngama-hotspots abonakale ukuthi abe under i-lockdown.
Selike lezwa na ukuthi bakhona ababotshiweyo besephula imigoqo yonale esifakiwe. Njalo ungasitshela ukuthi bayesaba yini abantu ukuhamba ngesikhathi esithiwa kasisavunyelwa i-curfew le esikhona?
Athi ngibe ngingakezwa ukuthi bakhona asebebotshiwe ngokuhamba-hamba ngemva kwezikhathi lezi esezibekiwe ukuthi between 6 and 6 abantu bangahamba-hambi kulezi ndawo. Ngibe ngingakezwa lutho. Kodwa i-COVID ikhona, i-COVID 19 pandemic ikhona sibili esigabeni. Kodwa ukuthi abantu abaningi balayo, abantu abaningi bayafa, hayi konke lokho angingeke ngikutsho ngoba angila lwazi ngakho kangako. Kodwa ngokubona izinqumo ezithathwayo nguhulumende lakho khonapha koBulawayo kumele kube khona okukhona ngalolu daba lwe-COVID 19.
Lona udubo lodaba lona lolo le-coronavirus lunjani khona ngapho esigabeni elihlala khona? Lumemetheke okokuthi imigoqo le efakiweyo ibimele na ifakwe?
Abantu bakithi bangesaba sibili ukubotshwa, kodwa ukuthi abantu labo bahambe ngezikhathi bayefika emakhaya ngezikhathi kube kuqakathekile ukuthi amabhasi lezimoto zokuhambisa zibe khona ngezikhathi abantu bahambe bayefika emizini yabo ngezikhathi. Izikhalazo zabantu ukuthi lamabhasi akhona athatha isikhathi ukuthi abe khona. Le kombi ezivunyelwayo ezezubukho zilutshwana. Yikho kuningi sibilo kade kumele ukuthi ngabe siba lokuzwelana ngoba hayi abantu benza abakwenzayo ngodubo. Akula umuntu ophume emzini wakhe sithi ngisake ngiyekwephula umthetho. Abantu baphume ezindlini ngendlala lodubo.
Unkosikazi Nokuthula Ndlovu, umhlali wakoBulawayo, obekhuluma icingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7. Umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa obambe okwesikhatshana isikhundla sokhangelane lenhlelo zokukhanga abantu ukuba bangene kubandla leZANU-PF uthi uhulumende kasoze yavumele ukuba abahlala emazweni bevote kukhetho lweZimbabwe bephandle kwelizwe. Lokhu sokucunule abaningi abahlala kwamanye amazwe abafisa ukuvota. UGistube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UChinamasa owethule lokhu emsakazweni we-ZBC ngesikhathi ekhuluma letatheli lezindaba eHarare uthe kumele wonke umuntu ofisa ukuvota ahambe eZimbabwe ukuyabhalisela ukuvota. Uthe kungeke kwenzakale ukuba kube lendawo zokuvota emazweni lapho abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala khona ngenxa yokuthi akukho emthethweni. Uphinde wathi kunzima ukuba ibandla lakhe likhankase emazweni atshiyeneyo ngoba inkokheli yebandlaleli yafakelwa izijeziso zenodo ngamazwe entshonalanga. Abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo bathi kuyadanisa okwethulwe nguChinamasa. Omunye wabadanileyo ngunkosikazi Siphiwe Sithole ohlala kwele Ireland.
Owami umbuzo kuPatrick Chinamasa ngale statement yakhe yokuthathi singavota sibuye sizoregister. Uthi sibuya njani njengoba sazi ukuthi kuvaliwe kakuhambeki ama-borders are closed. Akulula ukubuya sizoregister. Siyehluleka ukuzongcwaba abazali bethu bebhubhile kodwa kuthiwe buya uzoregistela ukuthi uvote. Why can't I register electronically ngilapha engikhona?
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Nkululeko Gobala Ntamathe ohlala eGoli kwele South Africa.
Uma bengasivulela ukuthi thina sivote singaphandle kwamazwe angeke bethole lutho, bazathola zero. Yingakho befostela ukuthi abantu bebuye ezweni bezovota bekwazi ukuthi akekho umuntu ozokhululwa ngumlungu. Siyavota ezweni leZimbabwe because asina maphepha asinani. Uyakwazi ukuthi uma usiyavota le usiyaphenduka uthola umsebenzi ungasekho.
Umnumzana Danny Moyo ohlala kule Melika laye uthi imbi kakhulu inkulumo kaChinamasa ngoba abadabuka eZimbabwe bathuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Indaba ye-diaspora vote yindaba eqakathekile kakhulu since abantu bakithi abaningi bahlala emazweni njalo futhi abantu bakithi yibona abanceda umkhonomi weZimbabwe ngokuthumela izimali okuthiwa ngama-remittances.
Kodwa umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba okubandla lezanu PF uyakusekela okukhulunywe nguChinamasa.
Ubaba uChinamasa into ayikhulumayo iqondile njalo isemgceke ngoba ludaba oluhlezi luvele lukhona egudwini. Udaba lama-sanctions, udaba lokuthi kanti nxa sokuthe kwakhona ngale ama-diasporans evote khona ngale azabe ekunithwa mbani wangithi na. So kabakubuye bezovota ekhaya.
Isisekelo sombuso welizwe leZimbabwe sikubeka sobala kusigaba songamajumi ayisithupha lasikhombisa ku-section 67 ukuba zonke izizalwane zeZimbabwe zilelungelo lokuvota. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingukips Dube.
Namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwenani lasebebulawa yi-COVID-19 kanye labafunyanwa belegcikwane leli eZimbabwe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe aseAfrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kuleli zwekazi lemhlabeni jikelele. Evula ngokusemthethweni umhlangano womanyano wamazwe e-Afrika we-Pan-African Postal Union namuhla edolobheni le-Victoria Falls, umongameli Mnangagwa ukhuthaze izizalwane ze-Afrika esezihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zithuthukise imnotho yamazwe azo. Lanxa iningi lisithi imbuthano efana lale ichitha imali engasetshenziswa ngamazwe la, umnumzana Innocent Ntibali, umkhokheli webandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, uthi uyasekela leli nyathelo.
Ye kuqakathekile ukuthi Africa ibe lama platforms anjengawona lawa ngoba it is such platforms as discussa ama problems are involve iAfrica. iAfrica kufuze ivusa amehlo inanzelele ukuthi imiyodwa ama western countries are withholding ivaccine and ileadership yama countries kufuze ukuthi bekhona. Angiboni kulodubo ukuthi kule problem ye attendance ka president welizwe lo deputy wakhe, but okukhona ikuthi i discussion okufuze ibe laphana ukuthi how can we ensure that the vaccine is accessible across the continent, across villages, across ama communities. How can we make sure ukuthi any African anywhere in Africa can access i vaccine nxa umZimbabwe ne South Africa ubele access to i vaccine. Nga umSouth African useZimbabwe ube le access to i-vaccine.
Okungenziwa yilawa amazwe ukuthi athuthukise imnotho yawo kuyini?
Sisi sithandekile, ama countries, ama African countries must remove ama borders immediately. Ama borders must fall. I-ownership yama minerals, i-ownership ye-land must be the order of the day i-onwa nabantu abamnyama. Kufuze i-Africa jikelele ibe reconstruction site, ku develop ama roads, ku develop ama buildings, ama dams, ama buildings amadala elungiswe, kube lomsebenzi for ama youth across Africa ukuze umnotho ube khona. Njalo ama sanctions eZimbabwe or in any African country kumele sithi mayesuswe. Ama African countries must allow ama small scale miners njengeZimbabwe. Africa must be very clear ukuthi kufuze ibe one country. I-Africa kufuze ibe borderless, ngoba singaba borderless sizaba le population e 1.3 billion abantu, and then sizaba le GDP e 1.3 trillion, and that will give us ukuthi sibe lamandla okunegotiate lama countries wona lawa amakhulu. How can America ele 325 million people inegotiator labo Swaziland, labo Zimbabwe and so on? I-America ele 19 trillion GDP. No, let us open ama industries ourselves using knowledge, using e-training yabantwana base Africa, and education across Africa maibe free but ibe of high quality, and ezinye izinto mazifundiswe ngama local languages including on science, including on agriculture, including on maths, so that we can empower our communities. Ngiyabonga.
Lo ngumkhokheli we-Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, umnumzana Innocent Njibali, obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Izakhamizi zeCholocho ziveza ukukhathazeka ngokuqhutshwa komsebenzi wezemfundo lokhe kwaqhamuka iCOVID-19 nyakenye, besithi sebebanjwa ngamandla ukuhlawulela indleko zesikolo kodwa ababalisi bengafundisi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ubikwa usudale umonakalo emangweni wephumula esiqintini seCholocho eMathebeleland North. Unkosikazi Mayinankomo ongumzali ohlala kulumango ngomunye wabakhathazekileyo ngesimo se-COVID-19.
I-COVID isiphathe kube ebantwaneni besikolo, phezu kwakho nokho kuthiwe khona bhadala umntwana engafundanga, sabhadala izimali abantwana bengafundanga, yikho kusiphathe nzima khona ukuyani. Kulothi ngayo uyasincedisathi bafunde mahara ngoba i-COVID-19 imali yasilayo.
Okusekelwe ngunkosikazi Senzeni Clark, laye oyisakhamuzi seCholocho.
I-COVID-19 ibathi sikhona iCholocho kodwa thina sikayiboni ngamehlo. Sicela ukuthi ngayo bayasincediswa ukuthi ingathuthuki iye phambili, iyehle iye phansi.
Unkosikazi Simangaliso Khumalo yena ucele uhulumende ukuthi athathe amanyathelo.
I-COVID-19 isiphathe kabuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngokuphela kwesizwe okukhona lezinganeni besikhala ukuthi ngalubani uhulumende angasinakakela ukuthi angasivikelele ebantwaneni lakulaba abazithweleyo, ukuthi enxa isizwe sethu singathuthuka ngoba isizwe siyaphela.
Unkosikazi Sithembile Khumalo ukhala ngodubo olubhekane labantwana besikolo.
Ayisihluluze kakhulu labantwana bezikolo, sikhalela abantwana bakithi nje abantwana zisizimputa abantwana abasafunda abasathini, yikho kusuke kusihluluze kakhulu ngeCovid.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala uthi ukhathazeke ngenhlawulo esizafunakala ezikolo ngesikhathi seCovid-19.
Sasindaba abantwana bayesikolo kodwa amatitsha wayo, abantwana batshana behlezi bodwa. Ngibhodile mani ezikolo zonke ngaphicutha ufica u-headmaster kuphela. Elobhengula ngifica u-headmaster lo deputy wakhe lo sehofisini office odile. Njengezethu empophoma ngapha ufica ungalatitsha ungalabani, kungabantwana bodwa bedlala bekholisa kula social distancing, akula muntu obatshengisayo ukuthi baziphathe njani, obakhuzayo amamaske flyer all over uyazi vele kanti kuzaba yini khona ukuvela.
Uhulumende usethembise ukuba izikolo zizavulwa kodwa okwamanje ilizwe liphansi kweziqondiso ze lockdown ngoba ihlandla lesithathu le COVID-19 selithe lahlasela elizweni. Lenani lababanjwa bele COVID-19 liyalikhuphuka loba nje izikolo bezikhangelelwe ukuvulwa ngeviki ezayo. Ngimela iStudio 7 yokobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Imidlalo owayengukaputeni weqembu lenguqu ele Dynamos kanye lelesizwe elama Warriors uMishek Chizamba kaseyikho. Intathezi indaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanje usiphalo ludaba ngoceleyo.
UMishek Chizamba wedlule emhlabeni ngolwesine ebusuku ngemva kokugula okwesikhathi eside. UChizamba ube ngukaputeni wokuqala weqembu lesizwe elama Warriors ophakamise inkezo ngemva kokuba leli qembu linqobe kumncintiswano weSekafa Senior Challenge Cup ngomnyaka ka-1985. Uphinde njalo waphakamisa inkezo yeCOSAFA esengumqeqeshi weqembu lama Warriors ngomnyaka ka-2000. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba zemidlalo emhlubulweni wezansi kwelizwe eSports Journalist Association eSports Southern Region uLove Modube uthi ilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu ngokubhubha kukaChizamba.
Umdlalo wenguqu ulahlekelwe yingcithi ebivimba okukhulu kwamagama. Umemva laphana kuDynamos wama kuZimbabwe waba ngumqeqeshi wanqoba. Umsebenzi awenzileyo uyabukeka, sithi lala kuhle, lala ngokuthula, uphumulile mfowethu.
UMishek Chizamba ubesele minyaka engamashumi ayisithupha lesithupha yokuzalwa. Ukufa kwakhe kuza kungensuku ngaki kwedlule emhlabeni. Umdlali wakhethwa ukuba nguye wadlala kuhle ukwedlula abanye ngomnyaka ilizwe elithole ngawo uzibuse ngo-1980 uDavid Mandigora kanye lomqeqeshi owayezibambe esidukwini ngo-1985 lapho ama-Warriors athetha khona inkezo yeSekafa uMick Pool. Inhlanganiso ebona ukuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu elizweni yeZimbabwe Football Association izifa ngamafitshane ikhuphe umbiko ituduza imuli yakoChizamba obe ngumfowabo kaSunday Chizamba laye wayengukapteni waphinda waba umqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos kanye leqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors. Umuyi uqeqeshi amaqembu abalisele Chapungu kanye leBlue Ribbon ngesikhathi esengumqeqeshi. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woliviki kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi womdumo kaMaskandi uAnthony Chuma owazakala ngegama lokuthi umlandi weshishi. Yena ke udabuka enkayi esigabeni seMathebelele North kodwa kulezi nsuku usebenzela kwele South Africa. Asizweni ixoxalo Ezra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7.
Ngomnyambambile umlando wetjiji elibhekise eMzansi esiyadinga ophila lapho wahle wangena kumculo kaMaskandi othandwa kakhulu kwele South Africa. Uvele engubani kanti umlando wetjiji?
Ngizalwa endaweni yaseNkayi, ngingaphansi kwenduna uMadliwa. Ngifunde lapho eMaphasaphasa Primary School. Ngineminyaka ewu-27, ngizokwanisa iminyaka ewu-28 mhlaka 7 August. Emiculeni ngifike ngonyaka ka-2013 lapho ngaqala khona ukuhlabela.
Ukhanya eselamagama amaningi abambiza ngawo abalandeli bakhe kulo umculo.
Enkayi sebengathi esigama bathi yinsimbi yaseNkayi akusenani, kodwa mina ngumlando wetshitshinyoni emnyama igama engidume ngalo. senginama album awu 4 plus 4 yesikhiphe ngo April lona odlulileyo oku yes busy sigijima ngayo nalana kuma online stores
lengoma ngana masombe sokhombisa lembe yesa azokwenza namase Namasambe sokhombisa lembe mbese ngiyesa saba mafengu azosenza namathini kenene babashaya ngomqwayela baba
uqhubeka echazisa ukuba ukhule elalela abaculi abaningi abatsheneyo kwaze kwamthuluka ukuthi angene laye kwezomculo njalo uthi kabuyele emuva uye phambili ngomdumo kamasikandi
enkayi sakhula njengayo sezwa kuthiwa kuneselebhu lakuphi kuphi lokhu esiweza ama-celebrate wazele e-Plum Tree Lodge kwaba umona lokuthi hhayi nathi sesifuna ukukhuphula-ke indawo yangakithi enkayi ikhuphuka ifane nezinye izizwe yakhuphuka kwaba yinhlanhla ukuthi nami nginayo lento lena yokuhlabela isegazini yingakho-ke sagcina nathi sekune-celebrity elingumlando wetshitshi kwelasenkayi
Uthi uthi umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu ngabe ke ucela useko lokuZulu ukuze athuthukise umsebenzi wakhe wokucula
ucela isupport kathesi ingoma zikaMlandwe ethi zikhona kuma music online stores iTunes Amazon nakwamanye futhi amastola akhona kungaba kuhle kakhulu sithole sesiqhathiwe sibiza endaweni ezifana nalezi lapho bazobe bethenga le business lakho lizobe lihamba siyacela ukuthi nabantu bakithi besikhulise njengokusikhulisa abasenza khona singabantu abantu
umjumo wabomasikandi uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi kwenomzansi njalo uyathengwa yikwenje umlando wetshitshi segxile impande ejoe What's up? What's up, Friday? I'm going to go to the next one.
Anthony Chuma wazakala ngegama lokuthi ngumlando weshishi obexoxalo Ezra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7 singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela abaphila ngokuzisebenza kobulawayo bathi sebemukele isiqondiso sokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe aseAfrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kuleli zwekazi silugqiba laphaya uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngekhonapha eWashington DC
siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.